Today, we are going to talk sex. His need, ladies, not your weapon. Let's talk about the males and how they need sex. Now, when I say need, I truly mean need. It's something that's inbred in their DNA. It's not a want. It's not something that they get excited about and want to have every so once in a while. It is something that helps them function. It is something that helps them move, feel better. It's a need for them. Now, society has made it socially acceptable for men to be able to do a lot with sex. We all know that according to society, a man can be more promiscuous. Let's just say it out loud. A man can be more promiscuous than a woman. He's taught from the time that he's a teenager, talking to his boys, they're talking about girls. And then he goes and talks to a grown man or his uncle, his dad, and something like that. And they tell him to go out and get a bunch of what? Sex. Socially acceptable. Imprinted in his DNA. Now, when he chooses to have a girlfriend, to have a lady, to have a woman, to have a wife, and you decide that now I love you and I'm not gonna have sex with you no more. Ladies, you have just completely jacked up his whole world. He don't understand that. Why wouldn't you wanna give him any? Why wouldn't you wanna have sex? Some of the reasons that we don't wanna have sex is because I'm mad at him. I don't wanna give him nothing. Let's talk about that. So, he did something wrong to you, and right now you're not emotionally feeling him. Let's even say he apologized to you. In his eyes, his apology meant that he squashed it. He apologized. And you said that you forgive him. But yet, you still don't want to be intimate with your man. Notice I say your man, because this is your man, right? That you don't want to share your body with. That he needs to have to feel valuable, to feel accepted. It's a form of acceptance to him when his woman chooses to have sex with him. When she chooses to want to have sex with him. So now you're saying, I'm mad, I'm emotionally not there. Well, ladies, I just want to tell you, you need to get it together. You need to emotionally get your connection back together. Because at this particular point, it's not him, it's you. He said, I'm sorry. You said you forgave him. So now what's the problem? The longer you hold on to not giving him sex, the longer you're putting a separation between you two. Because sex is a form of communication. It's a form of communication that draws him closer to you, that draws you closer to him. He needs it. It's a way that he talks to you. It's a releaser for him. Stresses. We never know what our men go through in any given day. They're not going to tell us everything. So when he comes in and he's stressed and you can just see the stress on him or he's quiet, he's drawn back, sometimes you might be able to help him. You might be able to help release what he has going on. Ever thought about it like that?
Hey guys, it's your girl Melanie. I came across this video and I like this woman because she's just giving straight up real talk to women. And she laid it out. A lot of women withhold sex from their husband because they're upset with him, because they feel like he's done something, or they're holding grudges, or they're holding resentment. Even if he says he's sorry, even if he doesn't say that he's sorry, you know how many things you do to him or things that he doesn't like, but you still expect him to fulfill his husband duties. You still expect him to go to work. You still expect him to help with housework. You still expect him to provide for the household, and you still expect him to be faithful to you. Even if he's upset with you, but somehow we justify in our minds that it's okay to withhold sex, a biological need for our husband, when we feel like it, when we feel like it, we weaponize it, we use it as punishment. And you may say, well, if he makes me feel a certain way, if he makes me upset, I'm just not in the mood. I just can't get there. I don't feel safe. That's the one now. I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe. They will act like their husband is abusing them because of all a thousand different reasons. It's always an excuse. But it's not all these men en masse abusing their wives and that it'll be justified you not having sex with that man. And honestly, if you're getting physically abused, most women, this isn't even on discussion. You're trying to leave. You're trying to figure this out. If you do withhold, won't he get more violent? Won't he get hurt you more? Like, it's illogical. Women use it as a manipulation tactic, and we know it all the time. And women may say, well, I can't help how I feel. I can't help what I want to do. Well, then when he feels like, when he cheats, he can't help how he feels. He's not in control of what he feels. Same excuse you're using. And you say, you're saying it's okay to cheat? Are you saying it's okay to withhold sex in your marriage and that's okay? Guys, sorry, if you hear banging and you're hearing noise, they're doing construction and I'm about to lose my mind. Just ignore it, okay? So it's the same thing, but women don't equate it as the same thing. They think somehow that they are justified in their actions, but men aren't. That they're justified in holding resentment and therefore withholding sex, but the man is not justified if he withholds something or he takes it a certain type of stance. And so you've got to think about it that way. But a lot of women don't care. A lot of women just think, well, this is the way I feel. And if he, they don't care about the consequences. They don't care about losing that marriage. They don't care about losing their husband. And this is where a lot of husbands are going to start thinking, is it worth it what you're going through? Sex being withheld from you and it being weaponized against you. That really is a form of abuse. That is a form of abuse. And a lot of women think that they are justified and they don't think it's abuse, but it is.
It's empowering to him, ladies. It can make him feel like he can go out and conquer the world. Helping him start his day, end his day, middle of the day. However you feel, do it. Go out and do it. Let him know you love him in the way that he needs to be loved. Let him know that you, his woman, care for him in the way that he naturally, inbred in his DNA, needs to be loved. It's not a weapon for you to hold on to and you're going to give it to him and you're going to ration it out when you want to. That won't end up ending the way that you think it will. Now let's talk second point. I'm tired. I got the kids. I got work. I got this, I got church, I got that. Understandable. I got two kids myself, run a whole business, I get tired. But I made a commitment to love somebody. I made a commitment that I want a loving relationship. So in my commitment of having a loving relationship, I have to communicate love in the form of intimacy, if I'm tired or not. Now, I don't know about you, but I heard that sex, when you actually have it, the connection in itself gives you energy. It gives you life. So you may start tired, but once you get into the act, oh, you're going to feel a whole lot better. Now, mind you, don't get into it and just give them, I think I heard lazy booty. Lazy booty men can tell. They don't really want it. They'll take it because it's probably been like something stupid, like 2 weeks to a month since you've actually done it. But ladies, it shouldn't be that long. I think men have about a 3-day span where they just get to the point where they're irritated now, they're frustrated. I've even seen men whole personality change because they ain't got none. You can kind of tell. 3-day span is the longest that you should be going without loving on your man. And hear me say, loving on your man, because it's a form of love for him. Again, communication, empowering. You're accepting him. His lady wants to have sex with him. There's nothing bigger to a man than a woman that actually desires him, that wants to be with him. You all complain about men looking at other women or men getting excited when another woman looks at him. She's desiring him. She's showing him he's accepted. She's wanting him. Are you wanting him? Are you desiring him? Are you showing him that you love him in the form of intimacy? Because you can't get mad at him for something that you're not doing. You can't get mad at him because you're claiming that you're always tired and he go out and get that from somewhere else. Now, mind you, I'm not condoning him going somewhere else. I'm just helping you come to grips with how you're helping cause that and how you can fix it. It's really simple. You love him anyway, right?
So at this point hits home so much for so many women because, can these people stop banging? Please, please. This hits home for so many reasons because so many women, they would just use, well, I'm tired. I got this to do and that to do. And I got the kids and I got this and I got that. And they blame all of this. There's always these external factors as to why they can't contribute to their marriage. And then they wonder why their marriage is deteriorating, why they're not happy, why their husband isn't pouring into them, why their husband isn't acting like he's in love with them anymore, why he's not doing the same thing he did when they were dating. How come he's not dating me anymore? Well, you're not sleeping with him the way you were. Stop lying. Once you get that ring, you feel comfortable, you feel secure, you feel like you don't have to do those things. You prioritize everything else above your marriage, above your relationship, and wonder why you're not happy, wonder why you feel unfulfilled, wonder why things are not working. And you shift all the blame onto him, and you take no personal accountability to what you're doing and how you're contributing. Everybody's busy. Everybody has a lot to go on, lot to do. It's not an excuse to be tired. That is a once in a while, okay, where you really are physically to the point where you are too tired. If you need better time management, you need a better schedule, you need to maybe you even need a sex schedule where it is expected, where it's part of your routine. It is like taking a shower, brushing your teeth. This is a need. This is a critical need, one of the most, if not the most important critical need of your marriage. Okay, guys, I was interrupted because my dad came over for a second and I lost my train of thought. But the conclusion was that seeing that you're too tired, you need to figure out what is going on with you. It could be a medical issue that you need to get resolved, whether you're not taking care of yourself, having enough vitamins, if you're not you're not hydrated enough, if you're not exercising. I know a lot of women do not exercise. And so, yes, as you age, you can do that when you're young, not exercise and still have energy. But if you're not disciplined in your eating and in your exercise and taking care of your body, yes, it's going to break down. You're going to be tired more often. We prioritize what we care about. We prioritize what we love. It is not an excuse. And so if you are tired, that doesn't absolve you of anything. And it's almost become a running joke, even on shows and in movies. Oh, you know, oh, she's got a headache. Oh, she's tired tonight. I forget which sitcom. Was it Love and Marriage? Was it Love and Marriage? What is it? The Al Bundy? I can't remember the name of it. Married with Kids. And I know that is not a good example of marriage, but I just remember those like kind of sitcoms. It was always kind of thrown in there and the man was always begging for sex and the wife was always too tired. And it's always been a trope. It's always been a meme. It's always been this joke that a woman uses, that weaponizes that so that her husband doesn't get any. And they don't understand the rejection that makes their husband feel. Women feel rejected if their husband is looking at other women, or if he was to like a woman's pictures on Instagram, or if he was to look at porn, they feel like, oh, what does it mean about me? I mean, he doesn't love me and all this other stuff. But they don't think about the rejection they make him feel when they don't want to have sex with him for these thousands of excuses that they have. And they normalize it. It wasn't an issue when you were single. You were ready to give it up all the time. But now that you have kids and all of that, you can't have sex. You know how many women have children or are still having sex with their husband? It's not an excuse for you just because you have kids. That's a not natural biological process of a woman. Women still have sex after they have children. I bet if you were divorced and back on these streets and Chad and Tyrone were knocking on your door, you'd be ready to give it up, which we see a lot of women get divorced and run back to the streets. And then they're getting ran through by all these different men, and they seem to have plenty of energy for sex at that time, but not within the sanctity of their own marriage.
Last but not least, let's talk sympathy sex. That's my name for it. I made it up. I'm gonna call it sympathy sex. Sympathy sex is when you really don't feel like it, really don't want to, and you just lay in the bed, do whatever. Who wants to be
also known as starfish sex? Lazy sex, you know, friend zone sex. Basically, a lot of men have been permanently friend zoned within their marriage, and they have to beg, control, convince, manipulate, and do everything they can to get some sex. But there's no true desire for that man. And the woman really doesn't put in effort. She's not doing all the tricks and things that she tried to do when they were single or younger. or when they first got together, you know, because she has him now. She doesn't have to impress him anymore. She doesn't have to do all those things to blow his mind. And so now it's just, okay, let's get it over with. You know you're being lazy. You know this is sympathy sex. It's just like, you feel like, okay, well, I guess he keeps asking. Let me just shut him up. But
desire like that. You don't even want to be desired like that. You don't want him to do something like that to you. So why would you do that to him? He can tell, ladies, we may be more emotionally connected, but that's their language. Most of the men, if you were to give them the quiz on the 5 love languages, all of them have sex. They have something else, but all of them, probably 95%, have sex as a love language. Physical touch, touching, rubbing, caressing, sex, intimacy. It's important. So sympathy sex, you can keep it. It's not even necessary. Do it better.
And I know a lot of women who they will give their husband sympathy sex and then they wonder why their husband strays or goes outside the marriage. And they don't understand the desire. Even the woman doesn't have to even look better than you. I hear this all the time. Like, he cheated with somebody that looks better. And I'm not saying this is always the case. But a lot of times, even if the woman doesn't look better, she's showing genuine desire for him. Someone who wants him, you know, someone who needs him, who is showing interest. Something that he hasn't had from you in forever. And you think that's okay, that marriage protects you, that you no longer have to desire your husband. He just becomes a utility, something to be used to take care of the bills, do things in the house, run errands, give you companionship, take care of the kids. Like, he's just used. You know how many men don't get compliments? How many men aren't told that they look nice or given any type of affection? And so when you withdraw as his wife from giving him compliments, giving him affection, that need that he has doesn't go away. He's going to get it somewhere else. And the only person to blame if your husband steps outside the marriage is yourself, if this is what you're doing. And you say, why cheat? You should just leave. Oh, so he can get raked over the coals by your angry ass in divorce court. And then you try to take his kids and then you want to weaponize, you know, act like he did something to you. And then he can lose everything. For a lot of times, it's cheaper to keep her, at least until the kids get older. Or he doesn't want to hurt his kids. He doesn't want to destroy their family, your family unit. Or he still loves you. He's just got to get his need met somewhere, and you have refused to do it. And there's nothing, and you don't prioritize it. You don't care. You don't care how it makes him feel. And even when you do give it to him, it's subpar. It's dry. It's just dusty. So yeah, woman, you know, want to throw it back on him? Of course who wouldn't want that desire? Who wouldn't want to be desired in that way? Or even if it's not that, he'd rather pay for it if it's just the functional need of getting it, because at least even a prostitute that he's paying, she's going to pretend like she likes it. She's going to pretend like she wants it, even if he knows he has to pay for it. It's just the way it works.
Do it better. And I'm not going to say don't do it at all, because you need to do it. Just do it better. Get cute. We get all dainty and cute to go out in public and look at the world. And you come home, you roll your hair up, you put on bonnets, you put on big old pajamas and all this stuff because you want to be comfortable. But you're at home with the person that you love. What's cute to him? Now, negligees and all of that wonderful stuff isn't what every man wants all the time. Some people like it nice, cute, and relaxed. Some cute little boy shorts. A gown that's form-fitting. Wife beater and some shorts. Your primary person to be cute for is not the ladies out on the street. It's your man at home. That's the person that you're supposed to be cute for. So therefore, when you're cute for him, he's looking at you, you're looking at him. That keeps away and helps with the sympathy sex. Now he desires you. So that helps with your emotions and wanting to give it to him. Keep the sympathy sex, ladies. It's not something you want to do. Now let's talk assignments. I've had some ladies that have went a week, 2 weeks. One girl had even went a month. Poor baby. And I know some people have gone even longer without giving their man any form of intimacy. That's unacceptable. Mm-mm-mm. Unacceptable. What did I do? I told them that they needed to go on a sexathon. What's a sexathon? Get ready. So it's really simple. All you have to do is every day for the next 7 days, have intimacy with your man. Sex. 7 days, every day. And if you have enough time, do it twice a day. Now, if you haven't done it in a long time, you're going to shock him. He's not even going to know what's going on. He's definitely going to think it's a trick there. But what it's going to do is it's going to help bring your connection back. It's going to help relax him and get you all back connected. I had a couple, the husband called me and told me, thank you, Maddie. He needed it. I talked to her. Their relationship was 100 times better because she just chose to share herself with her husband, the man that she committed to love all her life, that she had been mad at, and I'm not going to do anything, which wasn't helping her at all. So that's your assignment. Ladies, if you love your man, you want to keep your man, you want to fix your relationship, trust me, he's seen this video and he is agreeing with me 1,000%. Go on a sexathon and then email me and tell me what happened.
So, yeah, and I agree with that. And there's even a challenge. I forget what book it's called, but it's a 30-day one. And it's actually initiated by a church or a pastor or something like that for couples. But women, you've got to get back into it. And this is what the reality is. The reality is, ladies, if you're married and you have children, you're older, let me tell you something. Your marriage falls apart, there's nothing for you on the streets. You're going to get dicked down, piped down. You're going to become a skeet receptacle in these streets. Women who are young and single and childless cannot get a man to commit to them. I don't know why women think that they're going to come out of a marriage. Let's be honest. You look worse than what you did when you were in your 20s before you had children and had aged. You look worse. You haven't prioritized. You don't, even if you are healthy and in shape, you still look worse. You're still older. You still have more baggage. You still have a track record of what you did, you know, that you of you probably left your marriage because you're unhappy. Men know these things and they're not going to want to commit to you. If think about this, when you, it's either your marriage or the streets. And I promise you, if you feel upset now, if you feel resentful now, if you feel emotionally not, you know, your emotions aren't being cared for now, if you feel like you're not being wined and dined now, go to the streets. I promise you. You have no idea what you're in store for. Please do not listen to the anecdotal stories or the anecdotal situations you see on social media where a woman leaves her husband and now she's married to this rich guy or this guy that's really romantic and she has the best husband ever. That's not happening. That's not happening for single women. I don't know why women romanticize leaving their husband and that there's going to be this warm embrace of the streets. Yes, the streets will embrace you, but no man is going to embrace you. No man is going to love you or your children the way that your husband does now. Are there things that he needs to work on? Yes. But are there, the world always talks about men needs to fix this, men need to do this, men need to do that. What do you need to do? You need to understand as well the consequences that are out here for you. You don't have to believe me, but look at the countless videos on YouTube specifically. Don't be on TikTok just listening to these women. I'm single, I'm childless, I'm divorced 3 times and I still got men fighting for me. Right, sis. Go to the compilation videos here on YouTube of showing woman after woman being lonely, sad. Why did I get divorced? Why did this happen? How it runs wreckage on their mental health. And any men that you're experiencing this in your marriage, show this video to your wife. Yeah, I was doing the little head gestures and being funny in this, but this is critical. This is life-saving information because I'm telling you right now, the streets will destroy you more than you even imagined they could. Any heartbreak or sadness you are feeling in your marriage and withdrawal from your husband, I promise you, the streets, it is so cold. There are no words for it. It is so sad. What is happening now? And so many women were lied to. They're watching Real Housewives. They're watching TikTok. They're on Facebook and amening and high-fiving each other in this emotional circle jerk of the sisterhood. They're not listening and really seeing the data. I see the data. I do this for a living day in and day out. And I am telling you, there is no hope in the streets for you. You are used up. You are older. You have children. You and then you're going to go out and probably raise your standard. A man that you would want to raise your standard to, he has options, plenty of options that are not you. They're younger than you, better looking than you, and they don't have children. And if just look at those compilations, look at the struggle it is for single women right now on the streets, the struggle it is for divorced women on the streets. And I promise you, you need to put everything you can into saving your marriage, making your marriage work, and giving your husband sex. Because even as though you don't want your husband, you feel a certain way about your husband, I promise you, if he's a good man, women will be wanting to snatch him up. And keep in mind, not just Western women, your husband, you and your husband get divorced, most likely he's going to become a passport, bro. Visiting countries where women are more traditional, and they'll be more than happy to service your husband and want to be wifed up by him. You don't have those options. You are a depreciating asset. Men appreciate in age, especially with their earning power, and women, in especially around the world from less economically viable nations. These women are smart. A lot of them have degrees. A lot, these are not stupid women. So before you want to go into this thing, they're just looking for a sandwich. So they'll do anything for a man. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about women who actually have probably more degrees than you. Women who speak multiple languages, intelligent women, but they come from traditional backgrounds. And they come from a country, an environment, a culture that could not fathom withholding sex from a man. They're younger than you, childless. Your husband has the world as his option. You as a Western woman, most likely overweight or most likely looking old, most likely having kids, you don't have these options out there. So you better make it work, and you better put it on that man like you never have. And you need to do it as often as you can. Because that not only, you know, that keeps the bond of the marriage, that keeps the intimacy there, and it also makes that man feel wanted and desired by you and rebuilds and rekindles that love. If you're going through and in a sexless situation, or you think that the grass is going to be green on the other side, you know what, and that's where you are, then you need to just leave your marriage and stop abusing, sexually abusing your husband, which is what you're doing. You're abusing him. And you're trifling and you're selfish. And you deserve what the streets are going to give you. And I promise you, it's going to be a cold, cold, cold life for you. So you have a choice to make. But to keep a person in limbo and to keep torturing, sexually torturing this man because you won't address your issues, because you don't want to take accountability, because you don't think you need to give anything to your husband, you are in the wrong. And I'm telling you this, as a woman, get it together. All right, guys, leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this video and make sure you subscribe. So many of you guys watch the videos, but you're not subscribed. So I appreciate it if you could subscribe. You may not come across my videos again, but it also, on top of that, it just helps me feel encouraged just to know that people are supporting, people want this content, and that it actually is changing lives. So, all right, with that, have a great day. Give that man some booty, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.